Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we're continuing on in Tehillim with Mizmor Kuf Mem Vav, Song 146. The last five songs of Tehillim follow the Ashrei, or the Tehillah LeDavid prayer, in the Psukei Dezimra, and they are all so full of praises, and that's why we sing it in the Psukei Dezimra, the songs of praise that precede our Amidah, our Shmona Esrei that we say every morning. Now, what we're going to see in these next five songs is they're very similar, but each one has a unique message, and we'll try to point out and discover the uniqueness of each one of these. Pasuk Aleph, Hallelujah. They all begin, the last five songs, with this word, Hallelujah. Hallelujah is the greatest word of praise. For what it is a synthesis of the directive Hallelujah, meaning to praise, and the name of Hashem, Yud and the He, Ka, in one word. There is no stronger word of praise of Hashem than the word Hallelujah, and that's why in English or in any other language, it's translated as Hallelujah. There is no way to translate it. And my response in this song to that great word of praise is Halali Nafshi Es Hashem. My soul praises Hashem. Rabbi Hirsch explains the word praising, hallel, as recognizing that everything is a reflection of Hashem. And he says the literal meaning of the word hallel is to reflect. And then he explains the tracing back of rays to the core from which they emanate and the acceptance of these rays as being emanations of that core. Everything comes from God. So, Halali Nafshi Es Hashem, my soul will praise Hashem. And then we continue in Pasuk Beis, Ahalala Hashem Bechayai. How will I praise Hashem? I will praise Hashem. We can translate Bechayai as with my life, or as Matsudas David translates it, while I am alive. Azamra Lelokai Beodi. I will sing to Hashem while I'm still here. Let's see how the Mefarshim, how the commentators explain this Pasuk. The Malbim explains, Ahalala Hashem b'chayai, I will praise Hashem, b'chayai is for my life. For the fact that I'm living, I praise Hashem. And then furthermore, I sing to Hashem about the specific circumstances that He has given me in my life. We can also look at it, according to Rabbi Hirsch, who says, I praise Hashem with my life, or through my life. That is, and now I quote, my life's endeavors themselves should become acts revealing the greatness of God. If I subject all my desires and all my achievements to the will of God and permit them to be shaped by Him, from whom I have received every bit of strength and ability, then every demonstration of my strength and every one of my activities, both great and small, will in itself become a demonstration of the rule and power of God. My life is a praise of God. And the way I live my life shows Halali Nafshi Es Hashem. My soul praises Hashem. And notice, there's an urgency here as well. Azamra Lelokai Beodi. I will sing to Hashem while I still can. As it says in Koheles, Ki Gam Lo Yadaha Adam Es Ito. A person doesn't know his time or when his time will be up. And the Vilna Gaon says, we need to look at each day as if it is our only day. And therefore, be your best self at every moment. Azamra Lelokai Be'odi, I will sing to Hashem while I can, while I am still here. And now, the Psukim continue with the message of what we shouldn't do. And that is Pasuk Gimel, Al Tiftachu B'Nedivim. Don't rely on benefactors or princes, but ven adam she'en lo tishua, on a person who doesn't have the ability to bring salvation. The Radak explains that I can't rely on people, no matter how great they may be, how kind they are to others, because the bottom line is that Hashem determines if I will receive the salvation or not. And as much as someone may mean very well, they may lose their ability to help me if Hashem doesn't want it to happen. Because Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, Teitzei Rucho Yashuv Lad Maso, when his wind leaves him, He returns to his ground where he was originally taken from. He's over, he's gone. Bayomahu avdu eshtonosav. On that day, his thoughts are lost. Even the positive thoughts that he wanted to do to help me will not be available because he won't be here. Man is finite, as opposed to Pasuk Hey. This is why we have to rely on Hashem. Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Be'ezro. Praiseworthy is the one who the God of Yaakov helps him. Sivro Al Hashem Elokav. His hope is to Hashem, his God. Now, why specifically does it mention the name Yaakov? Ashrei Shekel Yaakov, the God of Yaakov. One answer is that Yaakov represents us as individuals or as a Jewish nation at our more weak point, at our vulnerable point. And at that time, when we so want to trust in others, praiseworthy is the one who understands that ultimately his trust needs to be in Hashem. And now the psukim talk about why I trust in Hashem so much. Because Pasuk Vav, Oseh Shamayim Va'aretz, Hashem creates the heavens and the earth. Es hayam ves kol asher bam, and the sea and all that's within the sea. Hashomer emes la'olam, who guards truth forever. That which Hashem promises us, that which is right, Hashem will keep forever. Pasuk Zayin, Oseh mishpat la'ashukim, he does justice for the persecuted. And even if you don't see that justice happening at the moment, God is eternal. God will make sure that the justice is done. Nosein lechem l'ra'evim, he gives bread to those who are hungry. Hashem matir asurim, Hashem releases those who are bound. He takes us out of golos, even though we haven't seen that yet. But we will see that Hashem is eternal. Hashem will make this happen. Hashem pokeach ivrim, Hashem opens the eyes of the blind, literally, physically. Also people who are lost, Hashem will open their eyes and they'll find their way back. Hashem zokef kfufim, Hashem straightens the bent over. Hashem ohev tzadikim, Hashem loves tzadikim and gives them special support. Pasuk Tes, verse 9, Hashem shomer es gerim, Hashem guards the gerim. Yasom ve'almana ye'odeid, he supports or gives strength to the orphan and the widow. V'derech resha'im ye'aves, and the ways of the wicked will be turned, meaning ultimately their plans will be thwarted. This is an elaboration of one of the psukim in Tehillah LeDavid. Shomer Hashem es kol oavav, Hashem guards all those he loves. The es kol harasha'im, but all the wicked, yashmid, he will destroy. The wicked people will not be able to coexist with those whom God loves, those who love God. Now, if I get worried or unsure because I just read all these praises and I'm not seeing all this justice happening immediately in my life, Pasuk Yud reminds us, Hashem yimloch la'olam, Hashem reigns forever. Hashem is going to make it happen at the right time. Elokayech Tzion, your God, O Tzion. And now we juxtapose Hashem and Tzion. And why is God connected to Tzion? Because as we know, Tzion is the source where Hashem brings the hashkacha, brings his supervision into the world. And the dor vador from generation to generation. In every generation, Hashem takes care of their unique needs and listens to their unique songs. Each generation has their own story and their own song, just like each individual has her own zemer, own song that we sing in our time. And with that, we conclude, Hallelujah. How exciting it is that Hashem, the eternal God, is waiting for my song, Halali Nafshi Es Hashem, and my soul will praise Hashem. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chanasara Bas Chaim Leib.